At MetroPCS, we let the numbers do the talking. 4, enjoy a reliable 4G LTE network that's faster than Sprint. 2, get 2 free smartphones when you switch to MetroPCS. 99, the percentage of people in the U.S. covered by MetroPCS. Get 2 free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch. MetroPCS, wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network are active on MetroPCS in past 90 days. Coverage claim based on talk text coverage. Speed claim from downloads. See store for details, terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Stefan?
Yes.
Okay. I believe it's working now, so I will have the beginning edited out. So let me start from scratch here.
Am I staying on hold with you now?
Yeah. Okay. We're live. We're actually live. I'm just looking for the opening. It's a default number. I don't know why.
Yeah, I dialed in on the other number again, and then I instead of hearing on hold music, I heard nothing.
Yeah. We're live. We are already live.
Okay, very good.
So we are starting now. Oh, God, it's not letting me play the things in the studio either. Oh, I have the default songs and all of that. God. This never, ever happened before, never.
I'm wondering if it's, is there something you're supposed to be clicking, Joyce?
I know how to do what, trust me. But it shows I'm on the board. I've got you conferenced in. I'm sending an email to Blog Talk.
Okay.
This is really, really weird. Oh, now you're coming in. You're coming in now. One second. Hello?
Yes.
You're on my line. I see the 473 number just came in on my board. Can you click in that and see if you hear it? Or you want to stay where you are?
It's up to you, Joyce. Do you want me to dial into
that? No. You're on the board with that number live. You are on the board.
I wonder if it's because I clicked over to take this call.
All right. Let's just start from where we are. Good morning. This is the Joyce Barry and Friends Worldwide Show. We are having some technical issues this morning.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our dear friend Stefan Ryback and his wonderful family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide. Today's show, Self-Programming for Greatest Success, is an incredible topic. It's by a great leader who definitely knows how to motivate and inspire others to be their best. He always motivates and inspires me. Stefan Ryback was born in Connecticut and spent his early years in Michigan. He received a bachelor's degree with honors from the University of Bridgeport, majoring in journalism communications. He's an energetic, enthusiastic, positively motivated, and highly experienced multimedia management professional with a 38-year track record of proven success and expertise in radio, television, print, and new media. His background includes radio broadcast announcing, radio station programming and operations, television news writing, reporting and anchoring, photojournalism, commercial writing, directing and editing, advertising, marketing, sales, broadcast management, artist management, management consulting, and professional speaking. Stefan won Billboard Magazine Program Operations Director of the Year Award 2 years in a row. He was a newspaper and online columnist for over 10 years. He authored over 500 published articles. He has superior management, organizational, promotional, entrepreneurial, and motivational skills. He is an out-of-the-box thinker and street-smart action person who consistently delivers optimum revenues to the bottom line. He is a proven winner who specializes in helping businesses make a quantum leap forward and operate at a much higher level of efficiency, productivity, profitability, and fun. On a very personal note, he is our most amazing guest in the Joyce Barry and Friends All-Star Team. Stefan came up with the name of the show, Joyce Barry and Friends, and that name gave birth to the whole concept of the show, having a different guest on every show. His creative input, his suggestions and feedback has always been right on, for which I am most grateful. I am most grateful today that he is my special guest. Welcome the one, the only, Stefan Ryback.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, live from New York. Joyce, what a pleasure and honor it is to be on your show this morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
I know that today's topic will impact the lives of many people. I know that whenever I speak to you, my life is impacted. So where would you like to start?
Joyce, I'd like to ask you what the following people have in common. Albert Einstein, Michael Jordan, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, and the Beatles.
They are all famous failures. They are all people that went at it again and again to get to where they are today. And in fact, I had two extraordinary shows on famous failures, which I'll let you know, folks, in our archives the date. But I want to go right back to you, Stefan.
You are right, Joyce. They're all famous failures. And isn't it interesting when you look at somebody like Albert Einstein, you know, considered one of the greatest minds in all of history, wasn't able to speak until he was about 4 years old, and his teacher said he would never amount to much. You know, Michael Jordan, he was cut from his high school basketball team. He went home, he locked himself in the room, and he cried. Walt Disney, fired from a newspaper because they said he lacked imagination. The guy had no original ideas. Oprah Winfrey was demoted from her job as a news anchor because somebody said that she wasn't fit for television. Steve Jobs, 30 years old, he was left devastated and depressed after he was fired from Apple. And the Beatles rejected countless times before they became the Beatles that we know of. But in their early days, they were rejected by many different recording studios and recording companies, and people said, hey, we don't like your sound. You guys have no future in show business. It also reminds me of the Carpenters from my home state of Connecticut, Karen and Richard Carpenter from East Haven, Connecticut. They were young. They were struggling, and they went to see a very well-known radio station program director, and the program director listened to their audition tape, and he said, listen, you two seem like very, very nice young people, but you came to me for advice, and my advice to you is don't bother getting into the record industry. You'll never make it. Nobody ever wants to hear your sound.
Yeah, those stories really are extraordinary. That's why we did two shows on them, folks. I just want to reference it for you now. Part one, June 15, 2015, in our archives with a lot of the people that Stefan mentioned. And part two, the show was such a success, we came up with another whole list of different people on June 18, 2015. Simply go to our archives. You can hear all about all those people, many, many more famous failures. Back to you, Stefan.
You know, Joyce, many times people will ask me, Stefan, you know, what is the secret to success? What is the secret to your success? And I would say the first secret to my success is I started to become successful at the moment I started to perceive of myself becoming successful. Obviously, there was still a long way to go between where I was at the moment and where I wanted to be, but a big part of it for me was to accept the fact that I had something to contribute, that God blessed me with a unique series of gifts that he didn't give to anybody else, and that it was my responsibility to use those gifts not only to enrich myself, to become the best possible version of myself, but more importantly, to enrich the people around me, my wife, my children, my family, my extended family, my friends, and even the world. And it's just staggering to think.
You have quite an extended family. However many followers you have on Facebook, I say that as your extended family right there, because every day you take the time to motivate and inspire people. So you just touch people's hearts in a very special way. You've always touched my heart.
Well, thank you, Joyce. That means a lot to me. And your friendship means a lot to me. May I share the seven secrets of success?
Please.
Number one, there is no secret to success.
I didn't see that coming. 5 years of my own show, and I didn't see that coming.
There's no secret. It's not a secret. And I think, again, Joyce, just my own personal opinion from my little corner of the world, there is no secret to success, and I think that's why so many people miss it, because the secrets to success are actually what I call building blocks to success, and it's just so obvious. And I think that's why a lot of people miss it. It's because it's so obvious, or they see how simple it is to become successful. And you notice I didn't say easy. I said simple. And there's a big difference between easy and simple. But the 7 secrets to success, number one, there is no secret to success. Number two, success is for everyone.
I love it.
Success is for everyone. Everybody is blessed with at least one gift that no one else on the earth has. And in many instances, we're blessed with many gifts. But success is for everybody. Number three, your life becomes better only when you become better. You know, it's an old saying, Joyce, for things to change, I need to change. For things to get better, I need to get better. And for, you know, I guess the clearest way for me to say it, Joyce, is that I started to become more successful when I realized that I was the person responsible for my success. It wasn't my mom, it wasn't my dad, it wasn't my siblings, it wasn't my coworkers, it wasn't my boss, it wasn't my circumstances. I became able to achieve greater success when I realized that I needed to become better, that I needed to change. And when I changed, things in my life would change. Things would get better when I became better. Number four, there is no success without sacrifice. You know, in this day and age of instant gratification, instant communication, disposable this, disposable that, you know, the microwave breaks, you throw it away, you get another one. The TV breaks, you throw it away, you get another one. The phone breaks, you throw it away, and you get another one. And we're able to communicate virtually instantly with anybody around the world. And I think that has made us less patient. We think that success is supposed to happen instantly. And success, at least the way that I've experienced success, Joyce, is that success is a series of steps. It's a series of steps. It's a series of sacrifices. There is a payment that is required to become successful. And in most instances, the payment that's required is sweat and stick-to-itiveness and not giving up. You know, I think of Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, and it's a very famous story. Perhaps you've discussed it on this show, Joyce. What did he fail 10,000 times in that experiment in trying to invent the light bulb? And a newspaper reporter, you know, asked, you know, Mr. Edison, you know, what is this light bulb thing you're working on? Aren't you aware that it's okay for man to get light from a candle? We don't need the light bulb. And besides, you failed 10,000 times. And Edison said something along the lines of, I haven't failed 10,000 times. I have discovered 10,000 ways which don't work.
Yes.
So how many of us give up after one failure or two? And Edison, 10,000 failures. He figured out 10,000 ways that won't work in trying to invent the light bulb. So one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is that I'm responsible for my success. I am responsible. If I want to be more successful, then I need to figure a way out. I need to figure a way to get around, under, over, or through obstacles. I need to sacrifice. You know, if success were so easy, everybody would be successful. But that's why many people are still in search of success. It's because they've given up. They're not willing to make the sacrifice, or they've quit. The next thing in the 7 secrets of success is success is achieved in inches. it's achieved in inches and not miles. And again, in our society, in our very, very fast-paced society, we want everything right now. We want to go from one end of the football field to the other end of the football field and score the touchdown in one play. And it just doesn't happen that way. And so one of the things that I've had to learn is patience, being patient with myself, realizing that I don't know everything, realizing that I'm a human, and as part of the human experience, I am going to make mistakes like the next human. So making a mistake, it's okay to make a mistake. You know, there have been many, 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 many times where I've been so hard on myself because I made a mistake, and it wasn't until I accepted the fact that it's okay for me to make mistakes, as long as I learn from that mistake and keep on trying. You know, they say the 50% of the solution to any problem is knowing what the problem is. And the other parts that make up the other 50% are patience and persistence and sticking to it and realizing that if I only take one small step today towards my goal, well, then today is a success. Today is a success. So we've got, number one, there is no secret to success. Number two, success is for everybody. Number three, your life becomes better only when you become better. Number four, there is no success without sacrifice. Number five, success is achieved in inches, not miles. Number six, and this is a tough one, the greatest enemy of tomorrow's success is today's success. The greatest enemy of tomorrow's success is today's success. Don't let today's success lull you into complacency.
That's very deep, Stefan Rybak. Very powerful, very deep. I'm writing as fast as I possibly can to keep up with you. This is a great, great lesson.
So what do I mean by that? Well, I've worked at different organizations where we achieved a very significant measure of success. Very significant measure of success. And then people, and I was at fault in some of these instances as well, we became what I call drunk with success. We became drunk with success. Our success blinded us, and we forgot what it is that we did to become successful. We became blinded by the success, and we stopped doing the things that made us successful. So we became drunk with the success, and eventually, over time, lost our measure of success because we stopped doing the things that made us successful. So, again, the greatest enemy of tomorrow's success is today's success. You have to stay focused. And number seven, no advice on success works unless you do. It does not happen automatically. You don't push a button, you don't wave a magic wand, you don't say a magic spell. You have to work. You have to stick to it. You've got to be focused, determined. You've got to be persuasive and convincing. And the first person you need to persuade and convince is yourself that you can do it. My blessings are a direct result, first and foremost, from great God Almighty, who opened my eyes to the fact that if I wanted to become more successful, if I wanted to achieve a greater level of self-respect, if I wanted to be inspired, if I wanted to be motivated, then I needed to ignore the obstacles at my feet and search beyond the obstacles. That the obstacles that were around me could have very easily provided me with an excuse to proclaim failure, okay, to sit on the sidelines. But the good Lord opened my eyes and said, these obstacles are your stepping stones to success. If you want to be successful, Stefan, you need to learn how to overcome these obstacles around you.
Let me interject here for one moment, because one obstacle that people seem to have is to find the time to take to the time to listen to this show. And that's something you should be doing every day, folks, to hear extremely talented, powerful, articulate guests like the one today, Stefan Rybak. Here, in the very wise words of our health guru, is why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our webpage, our homepage, joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and spelled out A-N-D, joycebarryandfriends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left side, and right under that, click follow. And if you click follow, you will hear via email on every show, every topic, every guest. You need not miss any of them. We're fortunate enough to have people like Stefan Rybak. You don't want to miss when he's on the show again. You don't want to miss our psychic, Peter Marks, who gave us an exclusive to do our show each and every month. And by getting those emails, you never need not miss Peter when you can call in and get your question or concern addressed. Speaking of whom, here's Peter. Hi, Peter.
How are you?
We're good.
I have been listening to the show from the inception, and I discovered my two favorite people that are connected with my daily life. I have listened to Stefan so eloquently explain a success and the trials and tribulations. And I know from my friendship with Stefan that he is probably one of the most successful people I know, with the family, with friends, with his optimism and enthusiasm on life. And every time I tune into Facebook and I read another paragraph or a adverb or a proverb, whatever, I'm inspired every day by Stefan.
And I feel the same way, too. And I appreciate your jumping on to let folks know that and to let Stefan know that.
Oh, Peter, thank you so much. Thank you very, very, very much. You made my day.
Well, you made my day, too. I also wanted to interject because my guides I also listen to quite frequently, because their ways are higher than mine, and they are talking about success also from a non-materialistic foundation. They're telling me a teacher who doesn't make a lot of money can be an enormous success. A writer, even though they may not get published, can be successful. So there are different degrees and different levels of success.
And you know, it's funny that you would mention.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Peter. No, you mentioned teacher. There was a teacher that I had in high school. I was fortunate enough to go to Holy Cross High School in Waterbury, Connecticut, and there was a teacher that I had there by the name of Brother Larry Lucier, and he was the one that inspired me to get into the media business. And I would say it was by accident, but as we all know, there's really no such thing as accidents. That coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. But in my junior year of high school, and I know that this is ancient history, in my junior year of high school, as an elective course, I took a course called Mass Media 101, and Brother Larry was the instructor for that course. And the semester assignment that he had given me was to interview the afternoon drive disc jockey on my hometown radio station up in Waterbury. And it was one of those assignments where I had to go to the radio station, a number of times to watch the disc jockey on the air, and then go and watch the disc jockey behind the scenes, and watch the disc jockey record commercials, and then accompany the disc jockey when he went on different remotes and appearances. And it was during the course of that project that I became enthralled with the radio business. And when I think back on that course being offered, it was a new course that was offered at my high school at the time, and me just happening to notice that course was available, and the sequence of events that had to happen in order for me to get into that class, and the sequence of events that had to happen for Brother Larry to give that particular assignment to me. I don't know, maybe there were 15, 20, 25 other people in the class, and he gave everyone a different semester assignment. So think about the odds. Let's say there were 25 people in the class. There was a 1 in 25 chance of me getting that assignment to interview the disc jockey at my hometown radio station. And that simple assignment in my junior year of high school set forth the wheels, put the wheels in motion for me to get into that business, into that industry, and be blessed with over 38 years of success. Isn't that unbelievable? You talk about teachers. Well, that's a teacher who I owe a great deal of debt in terms of gratitude. And by the way, even though it's been many, many, many years since I graduated from Holy Cross High School, to this day, I'm still in touch with Brother Larry. And to this day, every opportunity I get, I thank Brother Larry for being such a great teacher and guide to me. So if there are any teachers listening to today's show, and if you're wondering, gee, do I have an impact, or what kind of an impact am I having on my students? Well, all I can tell you is way back when, in my junior year of high school, there was a teacher who to this day has made an incredible impact on my life.
Perhaps Stefan, does Brother Larry know that became your career?
Oh, absolutely. He and I are still in touch to this day.
And I'm just curious, just name two or three other assignments of what other people had. I'm just curious what the kind of assignments he came up with.
Well, one of the assignments was for somebody to go interview one of the editors at the newspaper. At the time, there was another assignment for somebody to go to the local TV station. And I guess any one of those assignments, were they given to me, I probably would have enjoyed, because I ended up writing for a newspaper columnist, writing as a newspaper columnist for over 10 years, and I was blessed with time and experience in the television industry. But the vast bulk of my media experience has been in the radio industry, and it's because of that. That was the assignment. Up to that point in time, I had never really given any thought to what I wanted to do, with the exception of I was a jock, I played baseball, I played basketball, and my goal in life at that particular point in time was to be a professional baseball player. God blessed me with pretty good baseball skills, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a professional baseball player, but during the course of that assignment, back in my junior year, and this is going back over 40 years, it was during the course of that assignment where I said to myself, you know what, I am not going to be one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I'm pretty good at baseball, but, you know, one of the gifts that God gave me was the ability to be honest with myself, to be brutally honest with myself. And even at a young age, a junior in high school, what are you, 16, 17 years old at the time? At that time, I recognized, you know, I'm pretty good at baseball, but in all honesty, I'm not going to be one of the top 10 baseball players of all time. This radio thing, this assignment having to do with this radio station, this sounds like something I would really, really enjoy. And so my goal in life quickly shifted. Again, think about everything that had to fall into place in order for this to happen. And it did fall into place, and I, you know, was blessed with this particular assignment, got into it, loved it, and chose a career out of it, a vocation out of it. It became my life's work to get into radio and then into other forms of media. But it was all because of this dear, wonderful teacher that I had, Brother Larry, at Holy Cross High School in Waterbury, Connecticut.
I got to tell you, Stefan, I love your story because it brought to mind something that happened to me via a teacher, but it was a different way of coming about what my life is all about today. And it took place in kindergarten. I remember it like it was yesterday. I can envision the room the way it was, where I was standing in the room. I remember this so clearly because it impacted my life. You were asked to choose what you wanted to do that day. Choices like being in the dollhouse, and it was a full-size dollhouse where you can go inside it and sit down and play in there kind of dollhouse. Coloring, crayons in another side of the room, finger painting in another side of the room. So as all things of that nature, I chose the dollhouse. And she said, you know, when we should start, and we started, and within a minute, I took the baby carriage and a doll that was inside, and I'm walking in front of the room. She said, Joyce, where are you going? So I said, I'm going shopping, which I thought was very clever because that's what my mom did in the morning. She would take me, and she would start her morning usually by going shopping. So even though I thought it was clever, here's this kindergarten teacher who said, I never forgot it, Joyce, you said you wanted to be in the dollhouse and you left it. So I'm going to take you out of there and put you on crayons. So my point is that at that young age, I knew she was wrong and I was right. Oh. I made a decision then that in some way, somehow, I'm going to teach people, coach people, mentor people, because I knew she was wrong. She could have been creative and said, it's starting to rain, you better hurry up and get back into the dollhouse. But when she made me wrong, I knew I'd be a teacher of sorts to empower people. So what do you think of that, Stefan?
I think that's a great story. And what's interesting, what I find most interesting in your story, Joyce, is that you knew it at such an early age. Kindergarten, my gosh.
I did. I really, because I even remember where she was when she said it and how it impacted me, that you just can't take things at face value because someone has the label teacher that they're a great teacher or lawyer or anything else. But I definitely know a good psychic when I see one or hear one. So let me just go back to Peter. Anything else you want to say before we go back to Stefan Rybak's extraordinary lesson today?
Well, after hearing both of you talk, I'm at a loss for words, which for me is very unusual. I want to say that I think you're both two incredible people. And I know, Stefan, your guys are telling me, thank God you listened to their guidance in your ways in high school. And my guys are telling me you're both going to be very successful, but they're saying you already are. So by saying you already are, you have the knowledge and the spiritual awareness for already being there, and they're telling me you're just waiting for the unfoldment.
Can I share with you something, Peter? And
yes.
I want to. I believe I've shared this with you privately.
Yes.
But I'd like to share it with the radio audience as well. I would say that the biggest stumbling block that I've had has been myself. The biggest stumbling block that I've ever had to overcome is myself, my own fears, my own insecurities, my feelings, most of which were incorrect about what other people would say, the fear of criticism, the fear of constantly being corrected. And it was because of those fears that very often I would find myself paralyzed. Mentally paralyzed from moving forward because I was afraid of making a mistake. I was afraid of being criticized. I was afraid of being corrected. I think some of that came from the fact that as the youngest of six children, and most of my siblings are much older than me, so I grew up having more than two parents. So I felt I was constantly being corrected. So it was just something that I had to mentally overcome that it's okay to go ahead and make mistakes as long as the mistakes that I made were being made because I was honestly trying. At this point in my life, I can accept my mistakes as long as the mistakes are being made because I'm honestly trying. The mistakes that I have a low tolerance for is when I don't try as hard as I should. Or let's say I'm involved with a project with another person or other people, and they're not trying or putting in as much as they should, and because they're not trying as hard as they should, because we're not trying as hard as we should, we're making mistakes. Those are the mistakes that I have a low tolerance for. But mistakes that happen as a result of honestly trying hard, I'm okay with that because it means that in some way, shape, or form, we're figuring out what doesn't work and we're moving forward. Does that make sense?
Totally.
That makes perfect sense. And the master guides are saying that they aren't mistakes. They're learning experiences, but they're not mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Peter, I want to thank you for jumping on, giving you a busy schedule every day. I know reading after reading, I don't know how you do it all, so I want to thank you. And before we went to Peter, Stefan, you were talking about overcoming obstacles and how to leave weakness behind. So it was a perfect segue, what you just discussed about your weakness, your obstacles. So now let's get to the part of how do you leave those weaknesses behind?
This is a lesson that took me years and years and years to get past. I think I've shared with you privately, Joyce, that I grew up in a very dysfunctional household. My father was not an evil man, but he was a very, very angry man. And as I look back, I think a lot of that anger came as a result of him being in a prisoner of war camp for over 4 years during World War II. He fought in the Polish army. And we all know what happened to the Polish army in World War II. They were completely devastated by the very advanced army of the Nazi military forces. So my father was wounded in the wrist and in the knee, and he was captured, and he was in a POW camp for over four years. He was a very, very angry man. And again, looking back, I think it must have been post-traumatic stress disorder. But we didn't, back in the late 50s and into the 60s and into the early, I didn't know what it was. I just figured he was a very angry man. But what I did is I internalized a lot of his anger. You know, for some reason, I thought that his anger was my fault, or the fact that he had a very unhealthy relationship with his wife, my mother, the fact that they had a very unhappy marriage. For some reason, I thought that that was my fault. And there were, you know, other issues in the family, alcoholism and drug abuse and verbal abuse and physical abuse. And I internalized a lot of that. Again, I thought it was my fault. I thought it was something wrong with me. And it took me years and years and years to realize that, that because my father was, my father's anger was not my fault. It's not my fault. The fact that there were alcoholics in my family behaving in a very disruptive way and causing a lot of pain and hurt, the fact that they were alcoholics is not my fault. The fact that there was a lot of verbal abuse, that there was physical abuse, that that was not my fault. And I, a big help to me, Joyce, a big help to me was realizing that I am my own person. I am responsible for my behavior and no one else's. And as long as I have my head screwed on straight, as long as I am good with my maker, as long as I am behaving in a very positive and productive way to improve myself and become the best possible version of myself in spite of the circumstances around me, then I was going to probably end up being okay.
But how did you manage to leave the weaknesses behind? Was it something you had to program yourself for, tell yourself, condition yourself? That's not easy to do what you do, did to overcome that, that kind of extraordinary dysfunctional things that were going on there.
You know who was very helpful to me? The words and the writings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who passed away earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
He talks a lot about overcoming weakness and leaving it behind. And he expressed it so very, very well. So when I was exposed, very first time I was exposed to the writings of and teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer was about 25 years ago when I moved from Connecticut. I had a really great job opportunity. It was around this time, 25 years ago, by the way, that I moved my wife and our young family at the time out to Phoenix. And just happened to be exposed through a coworker of mine, the writings and the teachings and the books and the audio cassettes of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And that's one of the things that he talks about is overcoming, you overcome weakness by leaving it behind, by making a decision that those weaknesses and the situations around you, you can't let those things define you. And it was at that time that I decided, you know, I wanted to be more successful. I wanted to be not only on a material standpoint, but more importantly in my own mind and in my own life. I wanted to achieve a greater level of happiness and success. I wanted to achieve a greater level of joy and fulfillment. And I knew that I needed to recognize these circumstances around me, not as things that would define me as a failure or define me as not being everything that I could be, but things that if I overcame these things, that these things were my stepping stone to success. So going back to my abusive dad, him divorcing my mother, let's just say, and me being raised by my mother. At the time, I didn't understand it because I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, so I internalized a lot of these things. It wasn't until later on in life where I said, thank God that my father divorced my mother. Thank God that I was raised by my mom, a very powerful, strong, inspiring woman. Thank God that my parents split up. And the reason why thank God is thank God that turbulent relationship, that very, very highly dysfunctional marriage, thank God I didn't have to live in that environment. Thank God that I was placed in the care of my mom and was raised by, she was very loving, very caring, very strong, very powerful. And talk about a woman who overcame. You know, my mother was born in Poland, and at the age of 16, 18 years old, something along those lines, was walking to school one day, and this is during World War II, and was taken off the streets by the Nazi soldiers and shipped up to Germany, like many other people of Polish and Jewish descent. You know, strong, able-bodied. My mother was shipped up to Germany, and during the course of the war, she was a slave, a servant in the household of a German war officer. And think about the odds of her overcoming that. She didn't just survive; she thrived. And my mother talked about that. Mom, how did you make it? How did you survive? And she said the number one way she survived is her faith in God. Her faith in God. So I looked at that, and I said to myself, well, if this person, my mother, can overcome the horror and that type of atrocity, well, these other things that I'm facing are peanuts compared to that.
Wow. That is an extraordinary story. I had come across this, and it reminded me of you, so I'm going to share it with our folks today. This was an email to you from God, and it's the reference is life. This is God. Today I will be handling all of your problems for you. I do not need your help, so have a nice day. I love you. And P.S., remember, if life happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it yourself. Kindly put it in the SFGTD box, something for God to do box. I will get to it in my time. All situations will be resolved, but in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it by worrying about it. Instead, focus on all the wonderful things that are present in your life now. Should you decide to share this with friends, know that you've also touched their lives in ways you will never know. Now you have a nice day, God. P.S., God has seen you struggling. God says it's over. A blessing is coming your way. I really read that and thought of you, and that by one of my favorite authors of all time, Anonymous.
Well, you know, Joyce, that story reminds me of a story that I'd like to share with you. And again, I go back to my high school teacher brother, Larry, who has been so much more than just a school teacher to me. He's been a life coach. He's been a spirituality coach to me, a mentor. And one of the things that brother Larry has shared with me is that when I come across a situation that where I see no hope, or looks inordinately difficult, where I'm in a testing place, where I'm surrounded by circumstances which point to defeat, that my job at that point in time is to give God permission to work in my life.
Absolutely.
And that's where free will comes in, the free will that God gave human beings. And so I'm giving God, when I'm in a very difficult circumstance, the free will that God gave me, I'm making the free will decision to give God permission to work in my life. Okay, I'm surrounded by really difficult circumstances. Since I'm human and since you're God, why don't you go ahead and work in my life with respect to the situation? And something else I learned along the way is this, that when I pray, God answers one of two ways. When I pray, God answers one of two ways. He either gives me what I asked for or what I should have asked for.
Oh, I like that. Oh, wow. I've got two pages of notes here.
I either get what I asked for or what I should have asked for.
Wow, I love that. So if I understand you correctly, leaving weakness behind is where you leave it behind you and you turn it over to God. And that would tie in with mortal thinking versus divine thinking, correct?
That is correct. Mortal thinking is our basic everyday human thoughts. Divine thinking is looking at situations, looking at people, places, and things from a divine standpoint. And actually, that's something that I learned recently from Peter Marks. We were having a discussion about that. And looking at my life, do I want to look at my life through a human aspect, or do I want to look at my life as a divine aspect? And all the people's places and things, situations, and conditions in my life, what's the best way to look at it, from a mortal standpoint or from a divine standpoint? And when I started looking at things in my life from a divine standpoint as to why this person is in my life or why that person is in my life or why this situation exists in my life, when I started looking at things through the prism of divinity from a divine standpoint, it changed my life. It changed my way of thinking.
That is really, really extraordinary as a message to people to impact their lives. So now for the $64,000 question, given how much stress there is in one's daily world, given how much stress there is globally, how do you see the blessings in every day?
That is a great question, Joyce. That is a really, really great question. The way that I would answer it is this, is I have one responsibility, and that is to be the best version of myself. You know, you look at the horrors of what's going on in the world, what happened in Paris a week and a half ago, what happened in the United States on 9/11/2001, just the absolute horrors of what's going on. How can I make an impact on that? What can I do to contribute? And the answer that I've come up with is this, that I need to be the best version of myself, and that if we all strived to become the best version of ourselves, the way that God intended us to become the divine beings that I believe God intended us to be, that these problems wouldn't go away. You know, one of the things that Wayne Dyer said, going back to Wayne Dyer, is that everything in the world is happening for a reason. You know, one of the things that really staggered me was when I saw Wayne Dyer speak in Phoenix. I saw him at a live conference, and he said, all of the suffering that you see happening in the world is absolutely positively meant to be, and so is your desire to cure it, your desire to fix it, your desire to help make this a better world. Isn't that unbelievable?
That is. And folks, earlier in the show, I referenced two shows, Famous Failures Part 1, in our archives, June 15, 15, stories guaranteed to inspire you of people you will know, top-level celebrities, world leaders. Famous Failures Part 2, June 18, 2015, in our archives. And now in reference to what we're talking about, what's going on globally, and the heartache it is, let me refer you to two shows that recently took place in our archives. November 17, Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, he is a very high up in the New York Board of Rabbis. He did the show with Father Brian McWeeny, who is high up in the Archdiocese, and they call themselves brothers in faith. They go on many engagements together, speaking together. They were the day before at the French consulate in New York, both the rabbi and the priest, saying prayers there for the people of Paris. This was on Tuesday. The Paris horrific tragedy took place on the prior Friday. So that was a great show with Father Brian and Rabbi Joseph Potasnik. And then on on Friday we had Chaplain Oscar, and the show was called Heavy Hurting Hearts, and it was all about healing and forgiveness and gratitude for all that we are going through as human beings all over the world. So I want to refer you to those shows. Take a little time out, put the shows on. You could put them on speaker and go about whatever you have to do if you're one of these multitasking people. But I promise you, they're very impactful shows. This show, indeed, was very impactful. Anything else you want to say about seeing blessings every day? Because that is really a tough one when every day you turn on the news and it's the next horrific thing you're hearing about. If not in your own home what you're going through, with your family what you're going through, just as one human being to another, what is going on around the world?
I'm inspired by the words of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And they are as follows. The secret of life isn't what happens to you, but what you do with what happens to you.
Yes. And this by Emily Dickinson, this also reminds me of you, Stefan Rybak, because I have the highest regard for you, and
thank
I
you
know
too.
How much it means to you to make a difference in the lives of others. I know how much of a difference you make in my life. Emily Dickinson says, if I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life, the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin unto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. That reminds me of you, because I really think you come from that.
Oh, thank you so much, Joyce. Thank you so very kindly.
So in wrapping up this extraordinary discussion, what would you want to leave people with?
May I leave people with the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson? This is my very favorite definition of success. We started the show with the 7 secrets of success. And if I may, I would like to close with my very favorite definition of success. This has resonated in my heart for so many years since I first read it. And the definition of success, as written by Ralph Waldo Emerson, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded.
Wow, that certainly hits it on the head. And I would say that you have succeeded, Stefan Rybak. I believe success is just touching one person on any given day, and anything over that is a huge bonus.
It's a bonus.
Yes, I feel that way about the show, that if I've reached one person, if my guest has made a difference in one person's life, that is what the show is all about, and anything over that is a huge bonus.
Well, Joyce, I would like to add, what an incredible contribution you're making to society with your radio show. I want to thank you for your show. There is so much material on your show that is inspiring and motivating. It's interesting. It's informative. It's captivating. What a tremendous service you are providing to your listeners, most especially in light of everything that you have overcome this year against tremendous odds, to come back and do this show and to have the guests on that you're having, to be sharing the information that your guests have to share. Thank you very much, Joyce, and thank you for having me on today. It's been really an honor and a pleasure for me.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And how I want to close out the show is a prayer that I created for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Stefan Rybak, you are a miracle.
Oh, thank you so much, Joyce. It's nice of you to say. Thank you kindly.
And folks, I want to leave you with a smile on your face and a beat you can enjoy moving to. So I invite you to do the mash with us and keep mashing for the rest of the day. Here it is.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
This is Stefan.
At MetroPCS, we let the numbers do the talking. 4. Enjoy a reliable 4G LTE network that's faster than Sprint. 2. Get 2 free smartphones when you switch to MetroPCS. 99. The percentage of people in the U.S. covered by MetroPCS. Get 2 free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network are active on MetroPCS in past 90 days. Coverage claim based on talk text coverage. Speed claim from downloads. See store for details, terms, and conditions.